You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
This is Noggin.
Dobre den. Buenos dias. Good morning. Whatever language you speak, hope it's a good day.
Absolutely. His name's Paul.
And you're
My
bald,
name's Rob.
So.
And that hasn't changed. He still likes to point it out, but it hasn't changed.
I'm just jealous that you have more free time in the day. That's all.
Yeah, but I don't have, never mind.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Welcome to another show, guys. It's going to be a good one. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for subscribing if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on iTunes, Stitcher, or Overcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Please leave us a review. We really do appreciate it. Today, we've got an interesting podcast to talk to you about today.
Yeah, it's an interesting podcast. I think it's something that a lot of people would be interested in, but it's also something that is developing as we speak in terms of the answer. And even what we answer today could probably change in a month. Just kind of depends on what happens with the industry. So, interesting question, and thank you for sending it in. And guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com and don't be afraid to have a little fun with your voice, maybe an accent. I've heard from somebody actually out in California who we thought was a real accent, and he said, no, I was just messing around. So that was pretty good.
That's awesome. Love those accents.
Yeah, it's fun. Anyways, let's listen to the question.
Hi, Paul and Rob. My name is Chris, calling from the greater Washington, D.C. area. I'm completing my master's in unmanned systems at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. I currently make six figures in my current job working in the aviation industry. I've been doing it for almost 10 years. Once I complete the master's, I'm looking into transitioning and working with unmanned systems. My question is, for a pilot flying commercial unmanned aircraft systems for Precision Hawk, Skyscopes, Measure, Skycatch, Zipline, what is a realistic expectation for a full-time salary with these companies? In the past, Precision Hawk has advertised jobs for pilots at around $30,000 to $35,000 a year. I feel this is unreasonable, especially when I am a college graduate. I am completing a master's degree and I know how to fly small unmanned systems, not to mention my years of experience in the aviation industry. Can you please give me and others that are wanting to change careers a good idea of what we can expect salary-wise from these companies? It seems Precision Hawk does not have a problem paying their engineers $75,000 a year. What is the price range we can negotiate, regardless if we are in Miami, D.C., Des Moines, or Denver? Is $75,000 a year reasonable? Thank you.
$30,000 to $35,000. Would you do that, Paul?
Hell no!
So
you're going to be given a value based on your experience, based off of what you can provide. If you're just a drone pilot, you're not very valuable. I'm sorry, but you're not. Corporate America is realizing that right now. In fact,
what do you mean by just a drone pilot?
If you're just a drone pilot, like all you know is how to fly a drone. You don't know how to work on them. You don't know how to diagnose problems. You don't know how to fly in difficult conditions, because there are very few perfect days in a year. Let's be honest. So if you are able to fly, you're able to fix said thing, you know the system really well, you're able to, you know, troubleshoot the drone in the field, you're able to still get the same thing with a backup drone because you know how to do it. You know a little bit about systems engineering, so if you've got a broken ESC, you know how to replace it. I mean, that's all that, you know, these groups, these drone fixing groups do. That being said, if you cannot provide a high-end value, you're probably not going to get a high-end price. And here's the example, right? Amazon was hiring for Amazon Prime Air about 2 years ago, and I got a job offer. It was $112,000 in Palo Alto, California.
Which is like $22,000 in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Exactly. It's nothing. And I actually declined for that reason. We talked about this because the costs were just so astronomical to live there. But guys, you got to be real with yourself. You know, as a business, you're going to make more money anyway. If you want to be a drone pilot and you want to be out in nature and you want to live the drone life, you really want a job? I mean, do you really want a job? I struggle with that myself, Rob, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I know you do, but I think there is a place for those folks that's kind of more the life that they're looking for. It's, for example, we've got the labs here, and a lot of engineers work out there, and they go and they do their thing every day, and that's what they choose to do, and it might not feel like it would be something that we would enjoy, but a lot of people enjoy it. I think what Chris is dealing with, though, and some of this frustration is really, it's pretty simple, I think, in that it comes down to supply and demand, right? If you've got a ton of pilots, all which you alluded to can fly reasonably well and essentially do the same things with the drone, well, then why would these companies pay a premium when if you're not going to take the $35,000, the next guy will? So it really comes down to a pretty simple equation of how many pilots are out there that can do the job that they need done.
Yeah. Yes. I would also say, too, you know, the reason that I have – there's a couple of things I want to say. The reason that I have this mentality of why you would want a job, I've seen a lot of engineers, specifically those at Sandia and Los Alamos National Labs, mm-hmm. that have that mentality that I just want to do a job. I just want to focus on being really good at this one thing. And, you know, I'll have the security that the business will always be there. I'll always get a paycheck, benefits, blah, blah, blah. But then 20 years later, they realize they're still not happy.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and that's why I'm like, you know, I don't really want a job. But let me give you the example of Andrew Baker, who I think is a prime example of how someone like our question asker could take his knowledge and then augment that to a new, as they would say in marketing, a new, what do they call it, Ilker? A new vertical. I hate the marketing term vertical, but I just used it. So it's a new vertical for that person. So it's slightly different, but mm-hmm. it's a new avenue. It's refreshing. It's rejuvenating, right? So Andrew Baker and I actually went to school together back in 2012. And he at the time was working for Honeywell. Now he's your age, so a little bit older than I am.
Mm-hmm. that was very nice of you. Carry on.
Not very old. And, you know, he was in software engineering for Honeywell and got all his UAS stuff, has really been diving down deep into UAS. And now he's on the Honeywell UAS team. And I'm pretty sure he's making over six figures. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was already. But he augmented his business or his position at Honeywell mm-hmm. to say, hey, I really like this thing and I really want to move into it. And I think any employer with the right mind realizes that someone with a passion is probably going to get more done than someone who isn't passionate about the same job. So for him, it was an easy transition. He still had the benefits. He still had the, what's the word I'm looking for here? He still had the stability.
Oh, right. That mm-hmm. he was looking for in that kind of a work life, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, he's unbelievably smart. I mean, Andrew yeah. is so, 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 so smart. In fact, actually, I was trying, I'm doing a vlog episode coming up on Gridlock and what it is and how it can help people. And I was like, you know what? I really need to figure out the algorithm for how to measure the distance on the ground and what's being covered by the camera from the drone. And it's this whole equation on what is the field of view of the camera? How big is the camera sensor? What is the altitude? What is the AGL of the drone versus the ground? And then what is the tangent of the angle that the camera gimbal is pointed at? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big equation.
Yeah.
But I mean, like within 30 seconds, he was like, here, boop, boop, boop. Like, this is how you do it. This is how you figure it out. And I was like, you're the man. Like,
yeah.
You're the man.
So. We all need one of those in our back pocket.
You know what? I read an article a couple of years ago, and I wouldn't really classify Andrew as a nerd. I think he's much more than a nerd. And people call me nerdy and call me nerdy. I don't care. Nerd, I'll nerd it up. I love technology.
Nerds are cool.
I love smart things. But I read an article in, I think it was like Fast Money, that every millennial should have a friend who's a nerd. Because what you learn from those people and just also the social adeptness that you give to them is really beneficial to them.
So it's a win-win.
It was like this huge psychological piece on why you should be friends with nerds. And I'm like, maybe this is why I'm friends. Most of my friends nowadays are nerds. Like I think of Cameron, I think of Jason, I think of Andrew, I think of like all these different people. Even Chad, right? You know, most people are like, who is this Chad Hudson character that you spend so much time with? He is a nerd in the financial aspect. But yeah. You would never guess it in real life.
Yeah.
Nerds are cool.
Can be a cool nerd for sure.
Totally. But going back to the initial question, this is all about value. What value do you provide? And, you know, I said corporate America is realizing this issue right now. You can pay a really cheap amount and you're going to get some FPV pilot who just wants to move into the real world. And sometimes they don't even need a license.
You know, it's one of those careers. It's one of those industries where it's fun. And a lot of people want to be a part of it. Think of working. We've got a AAA baseball team here, and they offer
love those isotopes.
Every year they offer jobs, and so a ton of people show up because it's fun to work for the isotopes, right? So they probably don't have to pay a lot of money to these people that will come work there. So again, it's just a matter of and so how do you get over that, and how do you get the $75,000 and the $100,000 level? You bring the kind of value that Paul's talking about, and it might take getting in at the $35,000 level and then showing them what you're capable of and moving up and getting more money that way. But you're going to have to be willing to sacrifice.
That is a very real aspect of it. And that's exactly what I had to do. So,
right.
Going back to it, the corporate America, though, is realizing that if they pay little money, they're creating these drone teams that constantly need to hire out other work. And these big corporations, I mean, a couple of them have come to me and said, Paul, we want you to consult. Like, we see Drone U, blah, blah, blah. In fact, Ilker and I had a consulting meeting last week on the way to the Imus Ranch, or on the way back from the Imus Ranch. And I mean, people are just like, we need your help. Like, and it's right. Like, well, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm saturated. Like, I am not taking on any more work. I'm done. That's it. And it really comes down to value. And, you know, to add on to this value, these corporations want a team that's in-house that can handle everything from maintenance to systems to troubleshooting to flying in difficult conditions. If you can offer that, and more so you can communicate that, you're going to have a higher value. And you don't have to settle for these lower price points because now you know what corporations are dealing with. But something that Ryan Francis, one of our DroneU community members, wrote in our Facebook community recently is, you know, there is a huge niche for if you are doing drone videos as a part of social media administration. And, you know, even Vic called me and said, you know, you should really like talk to Ryan. This is a good idea, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, everything outside of DroneU right now stemmed from doing just that. Mm-hmm. Social media with someone, even how I went to drone school was because I was doing social media for someone, Dave.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I want an aerial photo. Bing, 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 bing. Like, and then that's how it all started.
That's where it all started.
And here I am now. And I went to school, you know, with Andrew and have done further programs from that. But my point is, if you can offer a package where you can go to a company and they're hiring a marketing job and it's a digital marketing coordinator and you're like, look, you're paying $78,000. I think of like Carissa, who I hired, and she resigned before I got a chance to fire her, which is probably for the best. She works at an agency, makes very little. And it's like, well, if you could fly a drone or knew how to operate a camera properly, wouldn't you be able to provide more value? This isn't something that I would just do. I would make an example of how I can increase the value for said company,
right,
and then be like, I'm never doing that again unless you increase the price that you're paying me, period.
Right.
And if you cannot have the backbone to ask that, then you don't deserve more money. I'm sorry. You don't. Unless you're willing to stand up for yourself and say, hey, look, this is the value that I present. And this is the mentality going back to, you have to believe in yourself as a drone pilot to get more money. This goes right back to that.
Yeah.
So when you're talking this guy who, you know, I've given you examples of other people in the aviation industry who kind of augmented what they did. We've talked about what value you can create in multiple different aspects, from maintenance to systems to consulting to why not adding a marketing element. Think about this. If you're trying to create drone videos for people, They're making these videos. Why? Because they want to get out to other people. So if you can guarantee an audience to said video, you have a higher value. You'll make more money. It's really that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. And so again, with these companies that you mentioned, Chris, then, you know, you need to understand what their purpose is, what their goal is, and then figure out a way that you're going to bring value in addition to the person that they're looking for. And then you can start to negotiate. Look, I can do this for you, which is in addition to what you're asking to be done. And is it always going to work? No, but you need to go down that road. And maybe they're not the place for you. You move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a place out there for you where you can make what you want to make. It just might take some time.
It might. And be patient. Patience is profit. By the way, someone called me. I don't know how they got my phone number. I'm going to have to change that too. But someone called me and said, my son listened to your podcast about patience is profit. And it was like something clicked in him. And like everything I've ever told him about being patient as a mom just started to work. It was like this light bulb turned on. And it was like, hey, it's all about how. That
mindset.
Book. That book, exactly, that we were supposed to read for the consultant, which I read, talks about why is first. You always start with why. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about how, and then you talk about what. Well, just as important as why is so is how. And he mentions that a lot of people just read the first part of his book and think, oh, it's all about why, and that's why Apple's successful. But just as equally important is how. Because if you say that you're going to do a lot of stuff and you never follow up on it, and if you hire a bunch of consultants, but you never do what they tell you to do, what's the point in spending the money?
Well, yeah, you could have the best idea in the world, but if you don't execute it, it doesn't matter. It exists in a vacuum if you don't execute. So absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. So and that execute. Is, I think, a big message and something that we talk about here on Drone U all the time, that you could be listening to this show. You could be listening to other podcasts. You could be learning how to run a better business. You could be watching Rob's – I was going to call you Bob for a second. You could watch Rob's business class, but unless you act on it, what good is the information?
Well, and I think the percentages of people that act on things they learn – and it's one of the reasons – we're getting a little off base here, but it's interesting. It's one of the reasons that people who have really great knowledge will share the knowledge that they have and create a business out of that. Even though they're still doing what they're teaching people to do, because they know that 95% of the people that they teach are not going to do it anyways.
Yeah.
Right? So the risk to them of this whole group of people coming and taking their business is actually really, really small, because most people will not go do it. So be the ones that do.
Yep.
I mean, you'd be astonished at what you can accomplish.
This is a doer's economy. I mean, like, I actually think back when I first came to New Mexico and I was like, oh no, what did I get myself into? No, really, that's what I thought. And I really hated the place. I did not like it at all. Mm. Very negative, very full of poverty, like, you know, just not an inclusive economy. And then I started to shift my mindset and I was like, you know what? With this mass minimalism, this mass nefarious negative mindset, it means there's huge opportunity. It means if a majority of people...
It's easier to stand out.
Exactly. It means if a majority of people are unwilling to pursue their dreams, mm-hmm, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter the reason, they're just not doing it. That means you have a massive opportunity. And it just goes back to the point that it's all mentality. Mentality first, taking action second. Mm-hmm. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.